Verse 15, when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. Now I want to ask you a question. Is he in love with her, or is he in love with her? Imagine a man that owns the field saying that, now I want you to let her even glean among the sheaves. If she comes up right where you are thrashing and picks up one of your sheaves, don't you say a word to her. You let her have it. And not only that, in verse 16 of chapter 2 of Ruth, why, I read this, and let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them, that she may glean them and rebuke her not. Now, handfuls of purpose. I have right here in my bookshelf, in my study, I have a set of books called Handfuls of Purpose by James Smith, a Baptist who wrote a very fine series. He got his title from this expression of Boaz, handfuls of purpose. What is he saying? Well, he's saying to the workmen, his servants, he said, now you watch this girl when she's gleaning back of you. And if she gets back of you, you look around, and if nobody is looking, you drop a sheaf. And when you drop a sheaf, well, you just move on as if nothing happened. And when she comes up, she'll say, yoo-hoo, you dropped a sheaf. And you say, oh, I don't think I dropped that one. That's yours. And you make sure that she gets it. And did you know that was according to the Mosaic law? That's the way that God took care of his people in that day, the poor people. Listen to this. Deuteronomy 24:19. When thou cuttest down thine harvest in thy field, and hast forgot a sheaf in the field, thou shalt not go again to fetch it. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, for the widow, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all the work of thine hands. And believe me, Boaz is going to get a real blessing from the Lord here, the way that he's treating this girl. Why, he now has his workmen drop a sheaf on purpose, not to forget it, but to do it purposely, and then to tell her it is hers. Well, that's what happened during that afternoon. She really received special attention in what happened. Verse 17, so she gleaned in the field until even, and beat out that she had gleaned. It was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up and went into the city. And her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave to her that she had reserved after she was sufficed. And her mother-in-law said unto her, where hast thou gleaned today? Now her mother-in-law saw that she had gleaned more than a normal poor person, and especially a woman, out in the field would glean. She brought in a great deal more, and she wonders now about it. She knows that somebody has taken notice of Ruth, and the interesting thing is, she never thought that would happen at all. And here it has happened. Where hast thou gleaned today, and where wroughtest thou? Now notice, blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee. In other words, what she's saying is, someone really took notice of you, and someone was certainly interested in you. And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, the man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz. Well, very candidly, the name meant nothing to Ruth. She didn't know who he was, hadn't any understanding of who the man was in the community. All she knew was that he had been particularly nice to her. I do not think at this time she sensed that this man has fallen in love with her. All she has to go by is what her mother-in-law told her, that no one could become interested in her. And she had accepted perpetual widowhood, perpetual poverty. And all of a sudden, here is someone that's taken notice of her. And she's bound to ask the question, why have I found grace in thine eyes? Well, she still does not realize the full significance of what has happened.